Bad news, good news.
John Brandrick had a terrible pain in his stomach, so he went to his doctor. The doctor sent him to the hospital for tests and then told him the bad news. "Mr. Brandrick, you are a very sick man," the doctor said. "You have only 6 months to live." "Isn't there anything you can do?" John asked the doctor. "Medicine, surgery." "I'm sorry," the doctor answered. "There's nothing we can do. Enjoy the time you have left. I'm very, very sorry." John was 62 years old. He was divorced and had 2 grown children. He told his children the bad news. Then he told Sally, his girlfriend. "Let's not be sad," he told them. "The doctor told me, enjoy the time you have left. That's what we're going to do. We're going to enjoy every minute of the rest of my life." The next day, John quit his job. He had $23,000 in savings, and he decided to spend it. John and Sally lived on the coast of England, in a beautiful area where tourists often visit. John and Sally took short trips along the coast and ate at all the best restaurants. John bought expensive gifts for his family and friends. All spring and summer, John spent his money. When fall came, he began thinking about his death. "What will my family do with all my things after I die?" he wondered. "I'll sell my things now so my family won't have to." John sold most of his furniture. Then he sold his car. "I won't need my winter clothes," he thought, "because I won't be alive this winter." He gave all his winter clothes away. He kept only a black suit, a white shirt, and a red tie. "Bury me in that suit," he told Sally. Fall came and went. Winter came and went. Spring came again, and John was still alive. He went back to his doctor.
"How's the stomach pain?" the doctor asked.
"It's gone," John said. The doctor sent John to the hospital for tests and then told him the good news. "You are in perfect health," the doctor said. "So, I'm not going to die soon?" John asked. "No," the doctor said, "I think you're fine." "But what about the tests I had at the hospital a year ago?" John asked. "I don't know," the doctor said. "Maybe there was a mistake." John told Sally and his children the good news, and they had a big celebration. But later, John thought, "I'm going to live. But how am I going to live with no job, no furniture, no car, no warm clothes, and no money?" John wants the hospital to pay him for its mistake. So he is going to court. He wants the hospital to give him money for new furniture, a new car, and new clothes. He also wants the hospital to put $23,000 in his savings account. A judge will decide if the hospital has to give John money. John is hoping the judge will give him more good news.